We bring you two stories of remembrance about 14-year-old Kai Logan Shepherd and his sister, 17-year-old Cressa Jean Shepherd, the youngest victims of the Redwood Valley Fire. They are produced by our colleague April Dombrowski at KQED and the California Report. Kai tragically died while trying to flee the fire on the night of October 8. His 8th grade classmates remember his love of sports and a charming crush.
It's wear your pajamas to school day at Eagle Peak Middle School in Redwood Valley.
Hi, Mr. Stearns.
Hi. Hello, hello. How are you guys doing?
Principal Dan Stearns is shuffling through the hall in his slippers and plaid bathrobe.
We're going to go talk to our digital media yearbook class.
School was closed for a week after the fire started. The first day back, a group of 8th grade students came to the media teacher, Elizabeth DeVinny, and asked if they could make a dedication page for Kai in the yearbook.
They've been working nonstop on it since then, gathering photos and even asking if they could have extra space because they have so much that their classmates want to say and their teachers want to say.
What many of them remember is how much Kai loved sports. One of his best friends, Brenton Wheeler, is working on a video he took of Kai at a wrestling match.
And just, like, after he was done wrestling, he kind of, like, he smiled. Like, even though he lost, he smiled and kept his chin up.
Winning or losing, he always walked off the mat with a smile.
That's another of Kai's friends, Shane Stearns. Last year, the three of them played touch football every morning on the blacktop at school.
He usually played quarterback.
He would get frustrated easily, but
he'd always be laughing when he was arguing, though.
Yeah.
Kai had other dimensions. Janine Higdon wants to show the side of him that she knew.
On the outside, I know that he was, like, very athletic, but on Instagram, he just acted like a totally different person. Like, he would talk about nerd stuff like magic and video games.
Was Kai a nerd?
He didn't really act like it, but deep down inside, I think he was a nerd.
For Day of the Dead, students put together an altar for Kai. It has a baseball and football on it, and a box of Kai's favorite cereal, Golden Grahams. Janine draped a special necklace over the box.
We had matching shark tooth necklaces from Six Flags.
It's one of those friendship necklaces that come in pairs. Janine kept one and gave the other one to Kai last year.
I had a crush on Kai, and so I brought him back a necklace. And so we had matching ones, and he wore it, I think, twice. And then he put it on his shelf, I'm pretty sure he told me. And so I had one of his best friends deliver it to him because I was kind of scared too.
They started messaging over Instagram. Janine wrote poems about him in her honors English class, including this ode to Kai's blue eyes.
Because your eyes are as blue as the sky, they make me get butterflies. Because your eyes are as blue as the sky around you, they make me feel shy.
Janine
because
was never really sure what Kai thought about her, but Brenton and Shane did.
Because I remember Kai kind of liked Janine too at one point. Remember him talking about that?
Kai would say, it's kind of nice knowing that Janine likes me and how he kind of liked her back.
Janine never knew this.
It kind of makes me sad now because we could have gotten closer, and now that he's dead, I know that we won't be able to, like, repay that.
Janine turns back to her computer. She keeps looking at this one photo. It's a selfie she took during School Spirit Week last year. Six kids, all smiling. Kai is in the back row. I'm April Dombrowski.
After the fire, Ukiah High School postponed homecoming for 3 weeks to give time to the community to recover and heal. The night before the homecoming events were about to start, Kai's sister, Cressa Jean Shepherd, sadly passed away in a Sacramento hospital from severe wounds she suffered while trying to escape the fire. This meant students were mourning and celebrating at the same time. April Dombrowski has the story.
Students packed the bleachers in the gym for this homecoming rally, one of several throughout the week. The juniors were wearing all shades of pink, their class color. Hanging on the wall above them, huge gold balloons shimmered in the fluorescent light. They spelled out Cressa and Kai. For one of Cressa's friends, Sasha Wilkins, the whole scene was just weird.
It was kind of just like, wow, like, how can you be happy right now?
The class period right before, Sasha had been to a grief circle for Cressa's friends and classmates.
It was weird being in a group of everyone so having such strong emotions of being like sad and down, and then going to another group of people who's so excited and so happy.
Before Ukiah High, Cressa went to a Waldorf school. From fourth grade through eighth, she was in the same class with the same 23 kids. The school counselors gathered them and the class below hers to talk and share memories of Cressa.
She was really good at giving advice.
Sasha remembered feeling nervous last year about becoming a sophomore. She was confiding in her friends about it when Cressa walked by.
She overheard that and came up to me later, and we just sat down and talked about it, and she comforted me. It was a wonderful moment.
Cressa's teachers embodied the mixed emotions of the week. Some have cried openly in front of their classrooms while dressed up in purple and gold for homecoming. Across the board, they remember Cressa as a star student with a 4.0 GPA.
She's like the rock in the classroom.
She was definitely the peacemaker.
She was clearly a natural born artist.
Megan Davis was Cressa's English teacher.
You could always rely on her.
Her history teacher, Liz Johnson.
She had a lot of compassion for multiple points of view.
And her art teacher, Rose Easterbrook.
She wanted to be an illustrator someday, and she truly could have done that.
Cressa was working on a series of drawings of a young girl with blonde hair frolicking in a meadow.
And you can see it's really innocent and sweet.
For her photography class, Cressa took a picture of her cousin picking flowers and photoshopped fairy wings into it. Her teachers say her work often portrayed a calm world removed from madness and conflict. It's the kind of scene the school tried to recreate the night of the homecoming game.
This evening we pay tribute to the lives of Ukiah High School junior, Cressa Shepherd, and her brother, Kai Logan Shepherd.
Before the marching band came on, before the football players took the field, before screaming erupted in the stands, more than 1,000 people stood up and went completely quiet. For the California Report, I'm April Dimboski in Ukiah.
Sarah and John Shepherd, the siblings' parents, are still recovering from the wounds they sustained while trying to escape the fire. John is in a hospital in San Francisco, and Sarah is in a Sacramento hospital. Family members are working on moving John to the hospital, where his wife is recovering. A fundraising site has been set up for them at generosity.com called Holding Up Hope for the Shepherds, where Sarah's sister, Mindy Ramos, has been detailing the family's journey towards recovery. Sherry Quinn, KZYX News. Special thanks to April Dombrowski for these heartfelt stories, and to KQED and the California Report for sharing them with us.
Your wings, 'cause summer in the nighttime sings, a firefly burning bright for you too.